What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, jumping back in for the Local Obscene Season 6, Episode 7. And holy shit, do I have a monstrous treat for you. I can barely contain it. Festerino 5. If you are a longtime listener of the Local Obscene, you would know that we did Festerino 4 a couple years ago, and I interviewed 16 bands in one day. It was a massive undertaking, and it was totally worth it. So many badass people, so many fucking awesome music, and this time I had a table set up. I was slinging cat paintings, giving out stickers, taking photos, and interviewing bands, and it was an absolute rager. And shout out Will Colley, Growl Records, Division Brewing, absolutely slayed it. Such a good time, and all the fucking bands killed it too. Now, I didn't get to interview everyone. I got there pretty early. I stayed as long as my body would allow it. And then, I got out of there. But that's okay, because I was there for like 10 hours or something, and I got a lot of good stuff for you. Let's just knock out some housekeeping out of the way. Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Shoot me an email at localobscene@gmail.com or head on over to our Instagram and send me a direct message. Are you in a band? Do you have a production company? Like, do you put shows together? Are you a brewery? Are you a badass fucking venue? Do you put out food for stray cats? I want to hear about it. My cat's mad at me right now because I'm not opening the door. You probably can't hear it over the background music, but I want to hear about what you do, so send it on over. Okay, so Festerino 5 was 2023 in October, and I haven't even listened to those interviews since that day. They're all on my disc. What the fuck do you even call this? My fucking floppy disc? If I had to just spout out all the fucking bands that I interviewed that day right now on the spot, I couldn't do it. Okay? I'm gonna do that at the very end. How about we all just experience it one after another? Okay? Let's just roll that beautiful footage, and I'll jump in between each one and introduce the bands. And it's gonna be a fucking party, okay? Hell yes! Festerino 5, let's do this shit! First up, Hofocker! We are here with Hofocker. They just totally destroyed the inside stage at Growl. How are you guys feeling after that set?
I didn't hungry. Take a shit
yeah,
on the stage.
Yeah, I ain't hungry, yeah. yeah.
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know, I ate before it. So
I'm thirsty. Yeah.
But I thought it was all right.
We yeah, it's not
good. I'm hungry.
A few times because of Spencer.
Yeah, I think we did pretty all right.
Yeah.
I would have to agree. State your name, what you do in the bands.
Oh, Zane, I sing and jerk off.
I'm Jacob, I do bass.
And jerk off. I'm Spencer, I do drums and jerk off.
I do, my name's Kevin, I play guitar and I have a fiance.
The only one in the band is married.
Shout out. Holy fuck. So what would you say, how would you describe your sound? Do you have any influences?
For me, Chaotic Discord, Disorder, bands like that. For him,
Celtic Frost,
Dark Throne.
Yeah, Dark Throne.
Yeah, definitely.
Just honestly a bunch of stuff. We kind of started the band with me and him just playing in Trent's garage for a minute, just like jamming out and
to like just simple punk stuff.
Yeah, really. Just playing power chords and stuff, and eventually they're like, man, let's start a band. So I guess remember what you play from now on.
I can remember it. Yeah.
And then we just took it faster from there.
Yeah, we all like
wanted to play fast, but still keep like a punk rudiment to it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that shit went fucking hard. The Conan song?
Yeah. Some.
That was dope.
Conan does rule.
Hell yeah.
That's like a dude in tights killing people, dude.
I mean, yeah.
Robin Hood.
That's all you got. It's not as cool.
Yeah, Robin Hood is definitely not as cool as Conan.
Robbing your manhood.
is all you guys' stuff off. Can we set up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
good.
I just saw some shit up there. I didn't know.
Oh, no, that's the backline gear.
Yeah, my cab, I'm backlining until the guy with the other cab gets here. So.
Hell yeah, shout out Will Colley.
Yeah, seriously.
He keeps that shit streamlined.
Yeah, he backlined pretty much most of the gear, and that drum kit that he has is fucking awesome.
It's great.
That is seismic sound,
That is the type of coordination that only somebody who isn't an alcoholic can do.
Definitely. Weed does save lives and shows.
It does. Right. Puts them together, too.
All right, well, tradition has it on Local Obscene, like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
No, but yeah, sure.
Sure.
All right, scientists announced that in 1 week, the sun will explode and consume the Earth. What are you guys doing on that week?
I'd say I will probably not believe it until I see it, and then when I see it, I'm fucking getting naked and busting a nut.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. My last week on Earth, I want to see.
Oh, wait, we get a whole week?
Yeah, you get a whole week.
Oh, we thought just one scenario.
I thought it was one like, day or like a couple
No,
hours.
You get a whole time to do something.
Okay, so we get a week, dude.
Yeah.
Taking over Six Flags, dude.
Oh, you know what? No, fuck that, dude. I'm gonna take my happy ass to
occupation of Six Flags.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go see Scandinavia for the first time and be like, oh, and then done.
Dude, it's
and
like
just like fucking vaporized.
Apocalyptic black
dude,
metal
it takes
shit.
Like yeah. It'll take you like 2 weeks to drive there, dude. There's no way you'll make it before the sun explodes.
No, dude, I'll take a boat.
Yeah. I mean, you're still pushing it. Maybe.
Not
actually, wait, no,
together.
I'll just fly. What the fuck?
Right, yeah.
Practice our backstroke.
Yeah.
You might gotta, like, hold a pilot at gunpoint. Because he's probably not gonna want to do his job anymore.
But the pilot ain't gonna wake. You better fly this plane or I'm gonna come on you.
Don't have to tell me twice.
No, not the yeet, Skeet.
Damn, well, I like Occupation of Six Flags. That sounds pretty fucking crazy.
Militant Six Flags.
Entirely empty for a week.
Who's gonna
just
run
you
the
and
fucking
your
rides?
With a bunch of guns.
Oh, dude, that should be the name
alcohol.
Of the EP, Militant Occupation of Six Flags.
Just play at Six Flags.
It's like a Texas Gizm song.
Dude, yeah. Texas go or Gizm goes to the south.
Military guerrilla occupation of Six Flags.
Oh my god.
Gizm.
Always. How about you, Kevin?
That. Oh, I'd go to Hurricane Harbor.
You're just hijacking our idea. What if Hurricane Harbor isn't in season so they don't have water running? Then you're fucked.
Supposed to stay wet. The sun's going to explode. It's going to be hot as fuck.
Yeah, but there's not going to be water running if it's not in season. Who's going to give a fuck to turn the water on if the sun explodes?
Slide down on a towel.
Yeah. Just get some wet towels.
Like,
that'd be the worst ass burn. Yeah.
Then you get out of it and you just fall straight down.
Your fucking whole ass is just scattered the whole slide.
And you shit yourself.
Well, that's what
and
I
you shit yourself.
That's how I want to spend my last week.
Tearing it up.
It's fucking brutal.
Literally.
Yeah.
Fucking quite literally.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're going to spend a whole week tearing ass?
Yeah. I would probably attempt to jump off my balcony and see what that was like. Be like, I'm going to die in a week anyways.
So what happens if you do it on, like, Tuesday? Sun blows up on Friday, but Tuesday you jump off the balcony, break your legs, and you're there for 4 days.
Right. Just you just enough.
The slide.
One fuck up ruins the whole last weekend of your life. Or week. Whatever.
See, you had the worst week.
Yeah.
Alright, what's the next question?
That was it.
Oh, that's all you got. All right,
where's the best place our listeners can find all your shit?
Oh man,
we're gonna record some stuff soon.
Some demos and stuff.
We don't have anything out yet, so come fucking see us.
That's
gonna be
the
best way to hear it right now.
We're like a new band.
Yeah.
Real lazy band.
No, I wouldn't say lazy.
Well, not lazy, but I am. But
no, honestly, though, you can go to our Facebook though if you want to catch future events or see previous shows.
We plan on recording some stuff and starting like whatever Bandcamp or whatever, and then releasing some tapes.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Fuck yeah.
Maybe a 7-inch or something.
Yeah. Well, you know what to do, listeners. Go catch them in fucking person if you can, because it fucking rips. Keep an eye out for some new recordings. Grab yourself a tape. And thank you, Hofacker, for being on the Local Obscene.
Thanks, buddy.
Do the Nardwar thing. Doot 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 doot.
Doot doot. actually, between now or then and now, they also have an Instagram. It's official underscore Hofacker. That's Hofaker. Go follow those fucks. They are badass. Okay, next up, we have Battery Doll. Battery Doll is no longer a group, but when they were, it was fucking badass, and I hope that they continue to make music in some way or another, because they got talent. We are here with Battery Doll. Welcome to the local UB scene.
Hi.
Hello.
We're Battery Doll.
We're Battery Doll. I'm also here. There's two strong independent women and then my stupid ass.
State your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Sam. I play guitar and do vocals.
I'm Anna. I also do guitar and vocals.
I'm Gear. I play the bass. I wish Cody was here. He plays drums. He's a very talented drummer, and we also care and respect for him as well.
He's here in spirit form. Holy shit, he actually is!
He's right there!
They totally just destroyed the inside stage at Growl. How are you feeling after that set?
Feeling good. Was kind of nervous, but feeling great after.
Also feel like it went good. Definitely gave it my all, my vocals.
Yeah, it went good. We had some people come in, and they looked like they were into it, and you were taking photographs, which I appreciate. And
of course.
Yeah, maybe we look like really profesh in the photographs. That would be cool. It's like good PR whenever you take pictures of us. So.
Glad to do it. You guys always tear it up.
Thank you.
So what's the origin story of Battery Doll?
Well, me and Anna always been making music together.
And then like 2019.
Yeah. In 2019, we really started Battery Doll, but it was under another name. It was under Cunt Angels, and not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
Epic.
But like, if you were there, you knew. But
yeah.
But then we just started playing under Battery Doll, live shows, got a little EP, and we're trying to work on an album, but it may be an EP.
Okay.
Another one.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Tradition has it here on the local obscene. We like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Scientists have announced that in 1 week, the sun is going to explode and consume the earth. What are you guys going to do?
Try to play another show.
Fuck yeah.
Play
a lot of tacos.
Tacos,
one
last show.
I would like to posit something for you. Have you ever noticed in the Purge movies, everybody becomes mass murderers?
Yes.
I don't think that's realistic. I think if the Purge actually happened, everybody would just try to steal PS5s.
Yeah.
I feel like even if everybody knew, like, empirically that the world was going to end, they would still be trying to steal shit and sell it. Like, there are people who would be trying to do that. And I would just like to submit that point for pontification.
I'd probably smoke, honestly, quite a bit, and just be like, okay, the sun's gonna explode, but I'm sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I would spend
ease
it chill.
My anxiety.
Exactly. I mean, you might as well just be a vibe till the end.
We're hotboxing at the end of the world, yeah.
Yep.
Now, if that's not an EP name, I don't fucking know. Maybe all the people who steal the PS5s will try to link them all together and make like a quantum fucking PlayStation to save us.
There are people who would be worried. I don't know. People are worried about the goofiest shit. You know, like I'm sure there would be people worried about their bank account balance at the end of the world. But
I'm sure.
Yeah, we really love playing, and I think it's really important that we're a female fronted band. And I feel like having strong independent women is really important, and
we try.
There aren't too many female fronted bands in the DFW scene.
There
are a lot in Austin, but
definitely not in Dallas. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Especially in Irving, I'm sure Sam could speak more on that.
Yeah. There ain't nothing in Irving.
Shout out Irving scene. Where are you at?
For real.
Well, we went to a grind show one time. Mm-hmm. It was with like Guerra Final. I don't know how to pronounce that band's name. But yeah, no, it was cool. It was very, very intense. It smelled real skunky.
Yeah.
It was in like that recording studio or whatever that is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's like just a bunch of rooms and hallways and shit.
Skunky.
And
there's,
skunky. Yeah. It's really skunky at the growl, I gotta
like
say.
Too much. I'm sorry. So,
oh shit, we got a picture taken with the fucking like old school. I don't even know what those are fucking
digital,
called.
Digital.
Point and shoot. Film. Shout out Casey.
CBS.
Well, thank you, Battery Doll, for participating in my situation. And what can we expect coming up for you guys?
Well, like we kind of mentioned, got a little EP or sort of album coming out. One of the two. Depends on how things go. Try to book some more live shows. But really just focusing on new music right now.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Awesome. And where's the best place our listeners can find all of your excellent content?
Bandcamp and Spotify for sure. Yeah.
Also, on Bandcamp, you can pick your price for how much you want to pay. I don't know if anybody's done that yet. I don't know if you look
at
that.
Yeah, we've had a few people.
Yeah, well.
So you could give them $1 million and they can make all the albums.
I don't think any of us make above $15
an hour. Right? So. The sickest fucking merch ever. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Battery Doll, and Festerino 5!
Festerino 5! Hell yeah, brother!
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Actually, I see that Battery Doll's Spotify is up. Their Bandcamp probably is too. So if you were curious about how Battery Doll sounded, go and check that shit out! All right, next up we have Anti-Rad.
We are here with Anti-Rad. Yes, we are. We are here with Anti-Rad. The fucking police are coming already.
Yeah, we short-lived.
Welcome back to the local obscene.
Yo!
Hey!
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
State your name and what you do in the band.
This is Eric.
Geezer Buttface, bass.
Ozzy Slobborn, drums.
Jerick Hammett, guitar. They call me Earl, I'm vocals.
Fuck yeah. So these guys totally destroyed the outside stage. How are you feeling after that set?
That was pretty good.
I feel like we could have done a lot better.
That's most of the time. That's
I do like how they switched the PA after
it's
we
played. It's a general consensus.
I mean, I'll...
They switched the PA after halfway.
Yeah, that's right. Like gratitude.
You guys had to test it out for them.
Yeah.
You could look at that two different ways, though. I think we just, like, fucked that first PA
we
up.
We did.
It was so awesome. It just fucking destroyed it.
Like, yeah.
It was cool. Fuck yeah.
How have you been since we talked to you last?
I've been pretty good. I've been brushing my cat a lot.
Yeah.
Brushing your cat?
Yeah, had a possum in his house.
You know, he had a possum in his house. He released the
possums in my fucking house.
Released a badass fucking album.
Threw out a couple albums.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Better than nothing.
Since Festerino 4.
Right behind you.
Hell yeah.
We're working on it right now.
Same
yeah.
album.
Same one.
Oh shit. That means it's going to be extra good.
We re-recorded.
It has nothing to do with vocals.
Yeah, it's not vocals. It's more the fart work.
Okay. That was my next question. What's,
oh man, we
what have you guys been doing?
Well, nothing legal.
We've been recording with Travis.
Shout out.
Then we got, we're almost there, man. We got a new album
coming
out.
We're getting there.
It'll be. Hopefully soon.
Well,
man.
Instruments.
It's
are
me.
Recording.
It's all me, man.
Yeah. Instruments are done.
Damn.
It's all vocals. Vocals lagging.
Earl needs to step up to the mic.
Or you want to know like what we were up to outside of the band? Like,
I mean, yeah.
How's
sure.
work, Eric?
Oh man, it's great.
Damn.
That's Ozzy Slobborn, not Eric.
I'm sorry.
It's great, man. I'm teaching the youth of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Youth of today. Awesome. Adults of tomorrow.
The youth.
Are you teaching them about the ice wall?
Oh, about flat Earth? I'm teaching them that the Earth's still flat.
Yeah.
Satellites don't exist. Electricity.
Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real.
And the firmament.
I got
the firmament.
From the Red Book.
Electricity is a figment of your imagination.
Water above this. Cell phones are the new opiate of the masses.
Now that is some fucking truth. No, holy
truth.
Shit.
That's the truth.
Now we're getting to it.
In all my life, there's a little truth.
The youths will get that.
That was the sound of my eardrums exploding, everyone.
Oh, you should have heard us attempt to play.
I did. And it was awesome.
Thanks.
All right, tradition has it on the local obscene. We like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Yes.
Well, always.
They're ready. All right, so scientists announced that in 1 week, the sun is going to expand and consume the Earth. What are you guys going to do?
Nothing.
We're going to keep working on this album, and when it's out, we're going to let you guys know.
Yeah. Stick around, man. Y'all are going to like it.
Well,
it's out the week after next.
Since the Earth is flat, like we established, I'm going to go to the furthest corner.
And hope to escape.
That's good.
I'm really hoping, because I don't think it's a scientist. I think it's
you mean
Jerk
Hammett,
potential
for
Jerk Hammett. I'm sorry, I'm Jerk Hammett.
Jerk Hammett, a.k.a.
I was really kind of hoping we'd have nuclear war.
Yeah, I mean,
to Shreddy Van Galen.
In a week, anything could happen. Nuclear war, sun exploded. Oh, man.
The sun exploded was a little too nice.
Hey, give it up for Division Brewing Pizza, though. It's
Shout out. Yeah.
Give it up.
It's delicious.
I'm not giving them up till they give us pizza.
Give your dollars up.
I managed to sneak a slice.
Don't listen to that.
It was really good.
We didn't try it.
Yeah, I was impressed. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Is it good pizza?
It was, yeah.
Oven baked?
I think so. I don't really know the specifics. I wasn't back there in the kitchen or nothing.
I wasn't there during the preparation. I was just there for the obliteration.
The outcome. All right. I didn't put you on the spot.
I mean, yeah, I'll give it a 10 out of 10 already. And I only just had one little slice.
Get it for one putum interest for fucking slanging them tacos.
Oh, for real. I haven't had that. I saw you
some
bacon wrapped weenies going on.
In between the stank ass fucking dumpster smell, you smell those tacos.
Oh, dumpster smell, tacos, clouds of weed just jangling in the air.
Jangling.
It's a Festerino if I ever Festerino'd.
Yeah, you can't have a Festerino.
Y'all should be here.
That's right.
Jangling in the air next
if you're at home working and listening to this shit. And you didn't come.
You
were
lame. You should quit your job.
Yeah.
There's plenty of minimum wage jobs that would love to hire you so you could come out to shows like this.
That's right.
Also, thank you for supporting Houston because he's a good guy.
Aww, he's a good dude. Thank you.
Thanks, Houston, for interviewing us.
Of course. All right. Well, hey, thank you for participating in my situation.
Hey, check out that new Chief Swiftwater album.
So before the Earth explodes in a week, they're going to put out their album.
Just real quick, I would also like to say that we're about to do a little weekend run. We're going to go to San Antonio and Corpus. November 3rd and 4th. November 3rd, we're in San Antonio at Cool
Hand Loops.
Cool.
And the Bros. Gang.
Cool Bros, Cool Something Dabco in San Antonio.
Cool Bros Dadco.
And then we're playing in Corpus
who knew?
November 4th. So,
nice.
Play with Crucial Times. We're playing with Beaver.
Hey,
fucking
shout
down,
out,
not out from San Antonio.
Yeah, I know those guys too.
If this goes on your podcast, people have plenty of time to leave.
Yes. They're gonna listen
I
to
gotta
this,
be
like,
real with you. I'm Corpus. Probably not going to have this out by then.
Hey, Shannon.
But whoever is there and they're listening to this and they went, what a mind fuck.
All right.
I just waved because they were staring.
Yeah. All right, where's the best place we can find Anti-Rad?
He just left. He just fucking left.
Well, typically, probably the Growl. That's where we play the most. We'll be here next weekend
for the house
as well.
Band at Growl.
Oh, nice.
For the month of October.
Yeah, of course.
Bandcamp is still antirad.com. Antirad.bandcamp.com.
We're not good at Facebook. Social media yet.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
It's something.
We're trying to emulate the 80s sound.
Whatever our name,
our attitude is also
whatever
the
80s, our singer
so
name is, Brad just walked away. And
that's all right. In the middle of an interview.
Talking to somebody.
Do you want to talk to us more, Houston? Like, about more in-depth stuff?
Talk shit about Earl? Damn, look at that guy over there.
We don't have a
podcast. We don't have a podcast long enough to talk about Earl.
No.
We
love him.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, we love him.
But you know damn well he doesn't know fucking soul right
now. He doesn't.
He's like, oh, they look
he's
familiar.
Just
he's
talking
like,
to some random people.
Oh, he's got a black hoodie on and black jeans. I know him.
I like his glasses. I like Buddy Holly, too.
I love Buddy Holly.
Hey, holy fuck.
Taller.
Hey.
Oh, look, he's back. He's back. He's back to say goodbye.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Forget it. Fucking forget about it.
Hey, did you email them?
Yes. That was actually Shannon from Ford's that passed.
Yes.
Months back?
Yes.
That was his best friend, Shannon. Actually.
Oh, we're getting real.
Oh. And he came out. He missed our set, but
sorry
he's going
to. Sorry for all that shit we just talked about.
I'd
like
to catch that retract. Set.
And shout out.
You gotta stick around for Crucial Times.
Yeah.
From the future, y'all better stick around for Crucial Times.
Yeah, they're playing.
In the future, in the past.
Yes. We're living in the past.
Well, thank you again, Auntie Rad, for being on the local obscene.
Glad to be on with you, Neil. Go out there and work until you die.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chief.
Brothers!
That's right, brothers and sisters and anything else in between, like furries.
Brothers, sisters, misters, all those.
Blisters and furries, we love you all. We love hardcore.
What an ending. Oh, it's hilarious listening back to these after recording them like 4 months ago. I love those guys. Every time I see them, actually, I saw Anti-Rad last Saturday. So, and it was at the Growl. And they're still working on that album. But I think it's gonna be fucking incredible when it drops. And I'm super excited. So you better keep an eye out for that shit. Alright, next up we have one of the baddest fucking bands around. Shit the Bed. We are here with Shit the Bed. Welcome back to the local obscene.
Yo, what's yo, up? Yo,
Shit the Bed. Good to be back.
Fuck yeah, these guys totally just destroyed the outside stage. How are you feeling after that set?
Fucking tired and thirsty and sweaty, dude. I was like, my whole time I was fucking just dying because I was so thirsty, and then I got so much hair in my mouth from my hair. I like almost threw up.
Oh, fuck.
I kept throwing my sticks and had to grab it out my ass.
Oh shit, we got one over there.
Yeah,
hunting them down, hunting down the bases. Hurry. Hell yeah. Well, Vic, you guys totally destroyed that shit.
Vic. Get over here.
The rope shoots out. Fires of hell are exploding.
Yeah, bring him over here.
And he has arrived.
What's up, man?
What's up? Perfect timing. State your name and what you do in the bands.
I'm Jacob. I'm the vocalist.
I'm Jay. I play the drums.
I'm Jonathan. I play the guitar.
I'm Mia. I'm the backup vocalist.
And I'm Vic and I play the bass.
Fuck yeah. I was digging that mask, man. It's brutal.
Yeah, the mask. I got hot in there. I had to take it off.
Say, it looked gnarly under there.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So what have you guys been working on since the last time we talked to you?
We're trying to just get together and jam and just make more songs. We made one new song. We played it today.
Yeah. We're trying to change up our ways, too. We're trying to go more DB. More crusty DB than, you know, our power violence sound we got, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's what we're trying to switch over to. We're working Kill Your Local Rapist right now because we want to rewrite that song.
Yeah.
So we didn't play it today because we just don't have that figured out, but we're going to rewrite it.
Badass shows?
Yeah, hell yeah. Excited to stay for the whole fest and watch all the bands. There's a bunch of badass bands I've been wanting to see lately.
Also, me and Jay, we're starting another band, or we started another band with Todd. It's a Mincecore band. It's called Terminal Lucidity. So y'all should check it out.
Dude, I like that name. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it means when you're like when you're dying, you see like you have these like little skits out fucking moments and shit, and then you just die.
Usually
old people, yeah.
I've had myself some lucid dreams.
Don't we have shows in January?
Yeah, we got shows in November. Fuck, when's that show? November. We got November 10th and November 11th, I believe.
Damn.
Let me see.
We're playing Will's birthday again.
Yeah, we're playing Will's birthday. We got
nice.
Show November 25th. And that's it for right now, I think.
Terminal Lucidity has a show, I believe, November 5th and December 5th. I think.
Yep.
Something nice. Like that.
Staying busy.
Yeah.
That's what's
trying
up.
To. We're trying to get as much shows as we can. Whoever asks us to be on a show, we're like, we'll do it. You know?
Yeah.
So if y'all hearing this, hit us up.
For sure. Hit up Shit the Bed. Play some gnarly ass fucking tunes. All right, so tradition has it here on the local obscene, we like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Oh, sure.
No.
Yeah.
Scientists announced that in 1 week the sun will expand and consume the earth. What are you guys gonna do?
Guess I'll just die.
Fuck.
Well, you got a week.
Oh, I got a week?
Yeah.
I'll literally shit my bed.
He's gonna shit. Fulfill the shit the bed prophecy.
I'll just take a bunch of shits in the bed and roll around in it. Just take a nap in it, you know, eat it, fuck it, you know. Do something I always wanted to get to
eat
do.
It.
It's like a cycle. It's a whole cycle.
I would try to go find Kanye. I don't know. He's interesting.
I wouldn't be Kanye. Find Kanye and kick him in the balls.
He's probably trying getting on a spaceship or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit my job and go to Antarctica with all my money.
What's up? So you're going to try to, like, drill down in?
Yeah.
It's kind of not a bad idea.
Hide it out.
They got those badass, like, doomsday bunkers over there. Like, yeah. World War II.
You might even find, like, a Stargate.
Yeah.
That would be sick. Jay's going to break his edge and eat meat. He's not going to be vegan.
I'm going to break veg and just eat meat for the last week.
Damn, it's a feast. Right, how about you?
Sure, man. Probably just go back to work. Stay stuck in the Matrix.
Live a normal life.
We die, we die, man.
Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, wait. What did I say?
Say you're going to meet
Kanye. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to kick him in the balls.
Oh, yeah. You're going to fucking kick Kanye in the balls. Yeah, I'm going to
at least go try some.
I'm going to do all the drugs and die before it happens.
You know, damn, that's pretty epic.
That's a way to go.
She's going to find the Stargate within.
Within,
yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, thank you, Shit the Bed, for participating in my situation.
Yeah, thank you.
And where's the best place our listeners can find all of your content?
Dude, so about that, we only have one song released on YouTube.
We have some recordings on YouTube.
We have some recordings, I guess, but we got one main song released on YouTube. It's called Onward to Infinity. And you can find it by searching up like Shit the Bed TX or STBTX Onward to Insanity. Yeah. But that's it. If you want to follow our Instagram, it's at STBTX. And then we got some recordings on there, videos of our sets, whatever, whatnot.
And sick.
Yeah, that's about it. We're working on releasing an album or EP or something soon.
Yeah.
But that'll be coming soon. Just stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. Keep an eye out. See him at a show near you. Come all the way from Antarctica to fucking see these guys. It totally rips. Well, thanks again, Shit the Bed, for being on the local Obscene.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to say, Shit the Bed has so much potential. You guys gotta go see him live. It just blows my mind. The fucking DFW scene blows my mind. All right, let's keep this going. Next up, Negative Influence.
We are here with Negative Influence. Welcome back to the local Obscene. Fuck yeah. These guys totally just destroyed this outside stage at Festerino 5. How are you feeling after that set?
Oh, good. Tired.
Toasty. Yeah.
I'm upset at the world. It's 90 degrees in October. It shouldn't be. There's something wrong with the environment. We're not doing shit about it.
Yeah, fuck
it's my time to talk about it.
That is 100% true.
About it.
That's damn right. Well said.
Thank you. Bravo. Well, you guys totally fucking killed it. What have you been up to these days?
Gigging too much. We don't have that many songs, and we're still gigging, but we're going to take the next bit to try to record more.
Right, and record this winter, yeah.
Keep playing all around Texas with 5 songs and stuff we haven't recorded, so it's time for more.
Nice. We finally got merch, so that's the thing. Anybody listening to this, we're putting together like a webpage at Big Cartel or something. We'll clue you in on it online. Buy our shit, please. Okay. God, buy our shit.
Maybe put it on.
Buy their shit.
Yeah, true.
Fuck yeah, buy their shit and listen to that new EP. It's fucking amazing. So you guys are working on getting the other songs fucking recorded as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very nice.
Possibly tuned lower, definitely faster, more blast beats. I think the first EP was kind of just like a hello to everyone and songs I wrote before, and now
it was kind of like
I've got a clear direction where we're going.
A bridge and a transition from what we were doing before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So you guys are playing a lot of shows. What's one of the crazier fucking things that have happened?
At a show so far?
At a show.
Mm-hmm. I would say, honestly, our first show, the last time we interviewed with you.
Right.
The fucking
which
hole.
Which is coming up soon.
The hole.
I promise.
The hole getting put in the wall at Kiki's was pretty
before
nuts.
The famous walls with all the graffiti were put up.
Right.
During our set, people smashed through the wall, and that's what caused it.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, and they had plywood up.
Joe Latimer touched the ceiling during that set.
Yeah.
I miss you.
So
we want you back, Joe. Please come back. We love you.
Shout out Joe. Damn, we miss him. Oh shit, we got the air conditioner firing up.
If only it were blowing at us.
Unfortunately, it's sucking. All right, well, tradition has it here on the local obscene, we like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Yeah. Love those.
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Scientists have announced that in 1 week, the sun is going to expand and consume the Earth. So you have 1 week to do whatever the fuck you gotta do. What are you gonna do?
Oh, who wants to go first on this? I'll let Arnold take the wheel.
I would just, honestly, continue to live as I do without working. I just try to throw as many shows as I can before we get blown up, smoke as much as I can, jerk off as much as I can, and...
Yeah, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I mean, that's...
Yeah, there's nothing else I'd want to do.
That's a good answer.
I might travel to the beach before the sun eats us.
Nice.
I'd like not like the Gulf Coast, though. That doesn't count.
I'm going to just go to the West Coast.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just make it to an island.
I don't have that kind of time.
Well, you can steal a boat. What does it matter?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll have to see.
Nice. How about you two?
Please.
I mean, I'm probably gonna have the worst answer.
Yeah,
I would probably do a bunch of heinous shit. Honestly, like, I would probably find.
You're a libertarian.
Oh no, like, I would probably honestly like. I'm not saying that I would like, you know, go into like an assassination on like politicians or anything like that. Please do not kick in my door. I don't actually mean that. This is a hypothetical. And then I would probably do like as many drugs as I could until like my brain fried, so that way I didn't have to die from the enveloping heat. I feel like that would be more torturous. It's just boil. The planet would boil. You know,
right.
Like
so, it's gonna be like a flash. So you'll just be instantly a crisp.
I mean, it'll be.
I would just debauchery shit, killing and drugs. Yeah, I knew I was going to be the hot button on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians.
I approve.
Politicians.
I think Arnold's answer was pretty good, honestly. Just kind of live as I am. Basically stop working, though. I mean, I would talk to my boss and be like, look, I mean, you saw the news. Like, look, man, we're not going to do this.
We're all about to be fired, literally.
Appreciate that the cats don't know.
Yes.
Just kind of love, keep doing that, keep doing what I'm trying to do, I guess, but have to worry about the bullshit, the capitalist bullshit.
That's a good answer.
It's basically what Arnold said. I mean, it's good. It's a good answer.
Yeah.
I like the negative influence show at the end of the world. It sounds fucking legendary.
Yeah.
Go out sweatier than I already am.
Jesus.
Right. I would hope it looked like a death clock show. Not many people make it out.
Yes. Death clock. Oh man, the lighter, it's gone already.
Maybe if the sun ate us, we'd have some fire.
That's right. At least this bowl would be lit.
Yeah, well, thank you, Negative Influence, for participating in my situation.
Thanks for having us into it.
Where's the best place our listeners can find all of your excellent content?
Oh, all the sellout shit, like Arnold always says, Spotify, Apple Music. It's on YouTube, I think. Somebody put it on YouTube?
Yeah, we don't get a fucking thing from it, but stream it anyway.
Nah, yeah, no, we don't have physical copies, nothing like that. Please buy our t-shirts. Jesus fucking Christ, buy our t-shirts.
Yeah.
You heard that, Jesus Christ. Buy their t-shirts.
Please.
Yourself.
I got cats to feed.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, thanks again, Native Influence, for being on the local obscene.
Yeah!
For how absolutely brutal Negative Influence is live, I have to say, those are just some of the most down-to-earth fucking guys. Every time I see them, I'm like, hell yes. Good vibes. Brutal. Fucking music. I love it. All right, let's keep the train on rolling. Next up, we have a band called Better Now.
We are here with Better Now. Welcome to the local obscene.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
State your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Addie. I play drums.
I'm Lillian. I do vocals.
I'm Lewis. I play guitar and do vocals.
I'm Alex, I play bass and sometimes scream.
Hell yeah. These guys totally just destroyed the outside stage at Festerino 5. How are you feeling after that set?
Elated?
Fucking sweaty.
pretty good. Chilling.
I feel festive.
Yes. He feels Festerino.
We had some nice clouds while we were playing, so honestly it wasn't as hot as I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's October, but we'll take it, I guess.
Never beating the swamp ass allegation.
It's real.
I could relate. So this is your first time on the local obscene. How did Better Now come together?
Oh boy, what, 7 years ago?
Yeah, band for 7-ish plus years, I guess. Going on 8 in January, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess 8 now, but first show in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2015.
Yeah.
Lily and I met in college, and we've been going to 1919 for a couple years. That's how we met Alex and Lewis. Through 1919, and then we were all in different bands at the time, and just kind of came together after talking and getting to know each other a little bit.
Hell yeah. You guys played at the Festerino that was, like, at the Fabrication Yard, right? I was at that one.
You may have played two. I don't know where the...
Maybe.
I threw up on myself during that set.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a sweaty show. Also,
that was
the
fucking epic.
The one at River Bottom's Pub.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that Festerino?
That was
like a tin can and...
That was a, yeah, absolutely.
That was hotter than Fabrication Yard.
The Fabrication Yard, I ran sound all day, too.
Oh, and that gosh.
I had to leave for about an hour and get, like, 2 Pedialytes and just chug them and sit in my car. Just so dehydrated. It was fun, but it was hot and in a steel box.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Will for putting it all together.
Will Colley! Yes.
Hanging out with Will in the scene for, like, almost 10 plus years now, so.
Hell yeah.
It's just nice that he's being so active in it.
Yes, yeah, he was part of the first bands I ever interviewed when I moved here about 5 years ago, so yes, shout out Will. He always keeps it streamlined and brings together the most badass people. Hell yeah. All right, tradition has it on the local obscene, we like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
I think so.
I love roleplay.
You got a bunch of role players here.
We got some D&D up in this shit.
That's correct. That is correct. We all play D&D.
Not saying
awesome.
I'll get at it.
Right. I mean, I just listen to a lot of D&D podcasts. Nerd alert. All right. So, scientists announce that in a week, the world will be consumed by an exploding sun. Ooh. So you have 1 week to do whatever you got to do. What are you going to do?
All right. We write an EP in 1 day.
All right.
4 songs. Just the last thing we do.
I think off the bat, I'm going to be doing a lot of questionable, unmentionable things.
Yeah. Probably some, I
got 5 days left to live.
Right? Yeah. Maybe like a DMT, one of the ones you haven't tried
yet?
Sure,
yeah, yeah. I expand my experiences.
I think if we got a week, I'm quitting the band and I'm going to go try.
Oh,
I'm going to go try all the food around the world that I haven't got to try. Just like a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like experience just all this.
You
stuff.
Don't have to quit
respect.
The band to do that.
We're about to die, though.
Okay.
We're gonna really. We're not gonna finish an EP in a week.
You can just go try the food. You don't have to be like, I'm out, and then go try food.
I'm gonna cue sad piano music.
No, that's
gonna be good. God, probably.
Steal a bunch of cats.
Oh, I just hang out with my cats.
You're all dying.
Same, honestly. My just one big fluffy boy.
Try to plot with them, just like how to beat it.
Oh shit! Loophole.
Yeah.
Is that quest cats for the sun?
Absolutely not.
Oh
no.
Take it back.
Only if the cats telepathically communicate that's what they want.
I'd probably die in either music or D&D. One or the other. Probably music.
Probably music too. Yeah. Probably just be. I don't
or
know.
Music
send
and
a record to space or something.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what would you call that EP?
Who's listening?
That's
who's listening? The aliens that come afterwards.
Yeah.
To clean it up. Void Sun.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good one.
I got a couple names.
Pulls out phone notes.
I had names exactly for this scenario.
Yeah,
actually.
I got one right here. What is it? Fusion Illusion.
Well,
I wrote that one next.
Actually, that's kind of perfect.
The next.
Good.
Fusion Illusion. Hell yeah. Well, thank you, Better Now, for participating in my situation.
Thank you.
Where is the best place our listeners can find all of your content?
All the digital streaming stuff.
Spotify.
App.
That's one of them.
Bandcamp.
YouTube. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'll say that. Apple Music.
Follow us on Instagram, Better Now Band.
Hey.
At shows, for sure. So,
yes.
Yeah.
got some good shows coming up.
We've got a show on November 18th at Lola's with North by North.
Ooh, that sounds epic.
A few times they come through, so.
Yeah, they're a Chicago-based band.
Okay. Hell yeah. Gotta love Lola's.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you again for being on the local obscene and
Festerino 5.
Festerino! I'm doing the double horns.
Better now. They're so good. I feel like I personally felt better now after I listened to Better Now. I'm serious. Go and put that shit on a playlist that you have on whatever streaming service it is. You're not gonna regret it. Next up, we have two of my favorite individuals from a band called Panther Revival. We are here with Panther Revival. Welcome back to the local obscene.
What's hey, good?
What's up, man?
Oh, shit. These guys totally just destroyed the outside stage at Festerino 5. How are you feeling after that set?
Refreshed.
Refreshed and tired at the same time,
yeah,
somehow?
Same thing. Same house, same way.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Release all that pent-up fucking energy.
Yeah. Release some of that on, you know.
Had to release it. It was a long week, so yeah. Had to get it out.
Definitely. So since the last time we talked to you, what have you guys been up to?
Well, we just recorded a new record. We went out to Arizona to record a new album. It's done. We're just, it's not out yet, but it is done. So hopefully.
Waiting on it, you know, trying to perfect it.
Yeah, just find someone to put it out there, you know. Got some videos to shoot soon, so it'll be a little process, but it is all done.
Nice. Is there an overall like theme or message you guys are going for?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's basically a horror movie of a record. I think that's kind of like what we were talking about when we were writing it. Was just like viewing this record as if it were like a horror film.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Winning with horror inspirations.
Horror inspirations. Horror elements. Because sometimes. Living in America, especially if you're black, it's a horrific experience.
It can be
so
scary.
We explored that a bit.
Yeah, hell yeah. So what are some of your favorite horror movies?
I'm a sucker for the Saw franchise. I love all of them, even the bad ones, especially the bad ones, actually.
He likes the carnage.
He's got me by far. I'm really E-rated, G-rated when it comes to that stuff. I like things like, you know, the old Stephen King's and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, gore was never really my bag, but, you know.
Hey. Saw is my shit. I love them all. Saw 6 is my favorite one. Fight me in real life. But Saw X, the new one, is fucking fantastic. So, are we allowed to curse, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, cool.
Fuck yeah.
Watch your effing mouth. No, right. I said effing
mouth. Speaking of G-rated, this is the local obscene.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shit. Well, go catch that new Saw. I haven't even done it yet, so all right. It seems like I gotta go to the theater.
It's so good. Highly recommended.
Yeah, I like that Talk to Me. I don't know if you saw that one with the hands, the A24 thing. That was pretty badass, right?
I didn't hear about that one.
Well, tradition has it on the local obscene, we like to put you in a situation.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
We are so ready. We love this part.
Yeah, I was waiting on this.
Yes. This is our shit.
All right, so scientists have declared that in 1 week's time, the sun is going to expand and consume the Earth.
Uh-huh.
What's your game plan?
Accept that, for one.
Yeah, right, got to accept it.
And then, do you try to dress cool? You don't want to be in water, because that's going to boil you.
Nah, if the sun's exploding, I'm probably just going to stay in my house naked as fuck.
Just AC all the way up.
Full comfort.
Yeah.
Just as cool as I can get it.
I'll probably put out the record like immediately instead of like sitting on it because like,
you know,
why not? I mean, a couple people might as well hear it before we all die.
Right.
Call a couple people maybe.
Yeah.
You know, do a couple crank calls maybe.
Absolutely.
That would be that's a good idea. That's a great idea actually. I don't know. I mean, I would just hang out at home and probably just eat all my favorite things.
Watch a couple DVDs, watch, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotta line up all your favorites.
Yeah, just watch a couple DVDs, watch the commentaries.
Yeah, you know, gotta have it fresh in the brain when we fucking burn up and shit, you know.
Yeah, right. It'll be pretty instant.
Yeah.
Instant crisps.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't get far into the movie, but no.
You ain't got a week, so yeah. You can get all the good ones out of the way.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'll probably be just chilling with my cat, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I gotta be with him all the way to the end.
Yeah, like, this is the chance to be lazy, guys. You know, at that point.
What I would do is what I would want to do is make sure that we have a show scheduled for
when it's
right when it happens, and then have the last lyric that we sing be from our new song, Decoy Octopus, where we say, burn it down.
There you go.
And as soon as we say, burn it down, the whole fucking world blows up.
That way it could be like, we had a say.
We right. did that shit, you know?
Yes. Solidified, you know? In time for eternity.
Yeah. That was our doing.
We did that.
Yeah.
I think the scientists are to the point where you'll know the exact minute, so you can time it good.
Okay, good. We'll be right on that millisecond, you know?
Science, fam.
Science. Shout out, science.
Shout out to science.
Well, thanks, Panther Revival, for participating in my situation.
Yeah, thank you for having us. You're always so kind.
Yeah, you really are. I appreciate it every time.
This is like our
favorite
show.
Blowing up the earth with the sun.
This is I was looking forward to this.
Well, I am looking forward to that record. Sounds fucking sick. And where's the best place our listeners can find all of your content?
We're on all streaming services and Bandcamp, so that's the best place to find us. I mean, generally Spotify, YouTube, Bandcamp, all that shit. If you want to support us, then buy our stuff on Bandcamp. But besides that, like, as long as people are listening, like, we're generally pretty stoked.
Yeah.
Come out to the shows and say hi.
And they get that digital art book, if I remember.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. Our Bandcamp releases do come with digital art books.
That's fucking awesome. Well, thanks again. It's always a pleasure. And
Festerino 5.
Festerino 5, fam.
Hey.
Panther Revival.
Hang with Panther Revival one time.
Yes, please.
Hey, you heard him. You gotta go hang with Panther Revival one time. I would say many times. At their show that they're playing. And also, update. I think that album release is coming up pretty damn quick. So you better go scope out that social media if you haven't already. And nail that release date down. Because I know I'm going to be hitting up those guys again. Because I wanted them to come and have an in-depth discussion on that shit. Because I may or may not have gotten a sneak peek, and it is amazing! It blew me out of the fucking water! Next, we have coming up from Austin, Texas, Molly Ringworm.
We are here with Molly Ringworm. Welcome to the local obscene.
Hello!
Hey, what's up?
Hell yeah, Molly Ringworm totally destroyed the outside stage at Fest Reno 5. How are you feeling after that set?
Pretty fucking good, but tired, I guess.
I just want a fucking beer.
Yeah.
Well, Division Brewing is the place to be for the beer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So you guys came up from Austin, and first time on the local obscene. How did Molly Ringworm come together?
Oh, it was me and this dude, actually. We fucking, So, I think we were like one of those COVID bands. We came out during COVID. But before that, we're besties, and we would go to karaoke. And he would be like, you need to be in a band. Let's get this girl in a hardcore band. And I was like, yeah, dude, let's fucking do it. And then it happened.
Nice. Yeah. And then I would write shit and just for fun, and then I kept saying to her, hey, let's start a band or whatever. And I, you know, just saying it like bullshit. Then one day she's like, hey, no, let's start a fucking band.
I really want to do this.
And I was like, okay. And at the time I was like, you know, I've never heard that before. So I was like, whatever, sure. I'm sure this will go somewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe like 2 weeks later, she's like, I got a drummer and a bassist. I said, oh, we're doing this shit. Hey.
Fuck yeah. Well, it sounds fucking amazing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Tradition has it on the local obscene like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Wait, what'd you
what
say?
The question?
We're going to put you in a situation, D&D style.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Scientists have declared that in 1 week, the sun is going to expand and consume the earth. What are you going to do in that last week?
I'm going to party hard and party with my friends and family.
I'm going to party hard, and since this is a fictional situation that I don't have to worry about any legal drawback from, I'm going to go find the people that have made everyone's lives really hard and just tell them what I think about them.
Ooh, you vindictive bitch.
That's what's up. Fuck yeah. Well, thank you for participating in my situation. So what is the future looking like for Molly Ringworm?
More shows, more
shows,
music.
Tapes, more music.
Yeah, we're working on more music and doing more shit. So just the same thing.
Fuck yeah, sounds badass. So where is the best place for our listeners to find all of your excellent content?
We have Instagram, Spotify, YouTube. Instagram has all of our shows if you're local in Austin, and then like we got Spotify and YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, we had an EP drop a couple of months ago, and it sounds really cool. So if you want to hear it, go on our Bandcamp. If you want to name your price,
yeah.
We do that. Spotify, somewhere to go, YouTube Music, and other people upload our stuff, which is really cool. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, you know what to do, listeners. Go and follow Molly Ringworm on all the social media. Catch a show near you. And thank you again for being on The Local of C.
You're welcome.
Hell yeah. Don't take shit from no fucking shitty Texas governors.
Exactly.
Fuck those shitty Texas governors.
Hell yeah.
You guys, I can't stress enough. Molly Ringworm fucking rips. Add it to your fucking bucket list. Go check out their music. And if you're visiting Austin, get in the pit. Okay, next up, you're getting a 2-for-1. One photographer who goes by the name Casey, and also Casual Relapse.
Shit, hey, what's up, Casey?
Hello.
You taking some good pictures tonight?
I hope so.
Fuck yeah, what's your Instagram?
Casey Joy Photography.
Oh my gosh, well, you know what to do, listeners. Go and follow Casey Joy Photography.
Yeet.
And see some badass pictures. Oh shit, look, who is this?
Howdy.
Who are you, sir?
I'm Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm, also in Casual Relapse. You guys totally destroyed it tonight. How are you feeling after that set?
I'm feeling good. I'm a little drunk. Yeah. A little high.
Division Brewing will do that to you.
Hell yeah, brother.
Their beers sneak up.
Yeah, they do. Holy shit.
Right.
It's I'm not used to it. I drink like shitty cheap beer. And this is not shitty cheap beer, so
it's robust beefy beer.
Yeah, this shit fucks you up.
Fuck yeah. So you guys have been on the road and you got some shit coming up too, right?
We do. We're playing in a couple weeks at Three Links with Public Serpents. That's a Squirt from Choking Victim, his new band. So it's gonna be fun. Some like hardcore ska punk shit.
Sounds fucking epic.
And, I think we might be going to Houston soon. I gotta figure that out with everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing shit.
Nice.
We're doing what we can.
Hell yeah. Well, tradition has it on Local Obscene, we put you in a situation. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The scientists have declared that in 1 week's time, the sun is going to expand and consume the earth. What are you going to do in that last week of life?
I'm going to find some hockey games to watch.
Yes.
And smoke some good weed and drink some beer and just try and enjoy my last week.
That's what's up before you come a crisp.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's going to happen sooner or later.
All right. Nicolas Cage, 2012, The Knowing. It's a deep cut.
Nick fucking Cage. All right.
That's what's up.
That's my spirit animal.
Well, thank you for participating in my situation.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on the situation.
Oh, God.
Always fun to be on
the
show. I think
the Earth's ending
right
now. Of course. Where's the best place our listeners can find Casual Relapse?
Best place you can find us? At our rehearsal space, probably.
Go to the source.
Yeah, come hang out. We practice on Tuesdays.
That's what's up. Well, thank you again.
Right off of Harry Hines and Walnut Hill.
Oh, shit.
That's where we're at.
That's what's up. And of
course, Tuesdays and sometimes Saturdays. You know?
Okay.
BYOG, bring your own block.
Oh, damn. That's what's up. Well, of course, listeners, go and follow them on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of their music on all the streaming services. And thank you again for being on The Local Obscene.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brothers. I actually saw Casual Relapse like 2 weeks ago. Fuck! I'm pretty sure I could see them every weekend, and I wouldn't get tired of it. And if you haven't seen Casual Relapse, I don't give a fuck where you are. Get your ass to a show and absolutely stream their music. I think it's everywhere. Stream it! You hear me? Also, again, go and follow Casey Joy Photography. She's just the best. Okay, before we get to the grand finale, the final interview of the evening, I also was able to interview a couple of vendors. How about we talk to them vendors? First up, we have Toke Mage.
You make me talk coherently.
Unfortunately, we are here with Anton of Toke Mage at Festerino 5. How has your day been?
It's been a fucking awesome day. A lot of great bands, a lot of good energy, yeah. A lot of fun mosh pits.
Absolutely. And of course, you guys made these super badass Festerino 5 dugouts.
Definitely. Thank you for all that. But we just enjoy making the dugouts. They're fun to do. It's fun to do a festival and fun to talk to the bands and get to know some of them.
Yeah, totally. They gave me a Chief Swiftwater dugout, and that shit was fucking amazing. Hell yeah. So how did Toke Mage kind of formulate?
We started as a hobby. We just made dugouts for our friends and our bands, you know, bands we were friends with. And one of them decided, hey, do these sell on the merch table? And well, holy shit, they did. And then, absolutely. You know, that started. That was 2016 or so.
Yeah. Dude. And the rest is history.
It's been going. Yeah. I mean, slow, steady climb.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm glad it's climbing because you guys really put out some high quality fucking shit.
Oh, damn.
Casey Joy Photography shout outs, taking some pictures of this interview.
Why?
Oh, shit. All right, so tradition has it, on the local up scene, we like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Sure.
He's as ready as he'll ever be. All right, the scientists have declared that in 1 week, the sun is going to expand and consume the Earth. What are you going to do in your last week on the planet?
I'm going to see as much music as I can.
Yeah.
All the live shows, every fucking live show between now and then.
Every day, every them. Hour.
Every. We'll bounce time zones if we have to.
He's showing up to band practice if he has to.
Damn straight.
That's
music,
what's up.
Consume the music, and then, you know, it's over, whatever.
From what I've got throughout the day, it seems that a lot of these bands are down to play one final show. So I think you're going to have your calendar filled.
We're going to have an awesome final festival. I mean, like, if we knew about it, like, I'd call Will and I'd say, let's make this happen. We'd call every band we know and say, get your ass down somewhere. Let's play.
I love that. Festerino 6, end of times. Awesome. Well, hell yeah. Well, thank you for participating in my situation.
You're very welcome. Thank you for talking.
Of course. Where is the best place our listeners can find Toke Mage?
Where can you find us? Online. On Instagram at Toke Mage is our best.
Okay. You guys got a website too?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
Instagram's better.
Yeah. Slide in the DMs.
Yeah.
Place your orders.
Absolutely.
Get yourself a dugout.
I'm in so many DMs right now, my wife gets mad at me. She's logged into the same account. She's like, will you shut up?
Hey, that's awesome though. Fuck yeah. Well, if you're a band and you want some dugouts to sell at your merch table, hit up Toke Mage.
Hit us up.
Hell yeah.
We'll make you a deal.
That's what's up. Well, thank you, Anton, for being on the local obscene.
Nice. Thank you very much for talking.
My pleasure.
I ran into Anton also at the Casual Relapse show a couple weekends ago. And that guy, he's just so genuine. And you absolutely should get some merch from Toke Mage, because he showed me, like, one of the newer ones that they've made, and they have done some upgrades. Oh my gosh, it was incredible. Absolutely flawless, and the detail on this dugout. pristine. Okay, next up, we have Stein Design.
We are here with Stein Design in the amazing tent of art.
But glowy shit.
Or are we with Captain Spaulding?
Well, I had a feeling I needed to clown the fuck around. If you don't like clowns, then what the fuck is wrong with you?
We are about to have the backdrop of, I don't even know who's playing next to you.
No, I have no fucking clue.
Alright, so I am surrounded by a bunch of incredible art that you're just going to have to visualize, but a lot of it is blacklight based. Where does the inspiration come to create these masterpieces?
Well, no drugs were involved whatsoever. I'm lying. A lot of drugs were involved in all of these pieces. I tend to have a tarped off area in my bedroom and my just keep going with this table that I'd normally have here tonight.
Yeah.
But it's still wet with all the fucking paint from all my fucking madness all week.
Wet with paint from the madness. Show,
and I just could not stop.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't stop. It looks amazing. And I really like the masks you got going on here.
Oh yes, my satanic goat skulls are really getting a lot of eyeballs tonight.
I bet. And you got an actual human, a human skull too.
I have one that I'm working on that's stone cold after stone cold Steve Austin, but yeah, sadly my actual skull sold.
Oh, damn. Hey, man, that's good. You got a sale.
I did.
Excellent.
I need to go harvest another skull.
Yes. Tradition has it on the local obscene, we like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
No.
That's too bad. Scientists have decided or have calculated that in 1 week, the sun is going to expand and consume the Earth. What are you going to do on your final week of on the planet?
So one of my favorite stories of all fucking time is this person that thought there was nothing left to live for and the entire world was pure shit. So what did he do? He took his life savings, which is a few thousand dollars, went down to Mexico, bought shit tons of cocaine and just banged hookers for a week. Well, now he actually has a suicide hotline because he found the will to live banging all these hookers and doing all this cocaine. Dude. But if the sun was going to expand, I think I would have to do threefold the amount that this genuine fucking amazing person did.
Yeah. You're just going to go on a parade of debauchery?
Yes. Cocaine, hookers.
Can't even say the word.
With so much cocaine, clearly I'm going to need to keep it up, so gas station pills too.
Gas station pills, the ultimate keeper upper. Well, thank you, Mr. Stein.
Thank you.
For participating in my situation.
And I would love to fucking wish Goom a very happy belated birthday.
Aw, shout out Goomy Goom. So where is the best place our listeners can find all of this amazing art?
I have no fucking idea because I'm fucked up beyond belief at the moment, but you tell me, sir, local obscene.
I think you have a Stein Design Facebook.
Oh, yeah, there's a facebook.com/Stein Design Art.
There you go. Do you have an Instagram, too?
Yeah, but I'm more of a Final Fantasy nerd, so you're going to have to check out FFDude9999, which is max goddamn damage in Final Fantasy, except for 10.
Hey, shout out. And you can also find him on the server of Sword Art Online, too.
No, fucking fuck Sword Art. Slut, I don't watch Shonen.
Fantasy Star Online, too. Fuck yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mr. Stein of Stein Design. Seriously though, his tent looks fucking cool with all the black lights and the swirling paints. And I have a couple on my wall here in the studio. And I got some black lights on. They look really fucking cool. Okay, so the final interview with none other than the man who put together Astorino 5, and he's also the drummer of Death Pact, Will Colley.
We are here with Will Colley, who put together Festerino 5. It's been a fucking amazing day. What do you think, Will?
I'm ready to go to bed.
So am I. Yeah,
ready to go to bed.
He's keeping it real, but I 100% can relate. And also, Death Pact totally fucking destroyed that set. How are you feeling after that?
I feel really good about it, honestly. We had a show Tuesday, and it was meh. And then today, it really felt better, a lot better. So, feeling good about that one, for sure.
Yeah, no, that was fucking badass. Well, tradition has it on the local scene, we like to put you in a situation. Are you ready?
Yes.
The scientists have declared that in 1 week, the sun is going to expand and consume the Earth. What are you going to do in that last week?
I'm going to smoke a lot of weed.
Yes.
And eat a lot of food.
That's what's up.
And then just wait. And then just wait
oh, shit.
For it.
Cameo?
Cameo.
Casual Relapse cameo?
That's right.
What's up, man? How are you feeling after your set?
They did me like a dog.
Oh, shit. I mean, that sounds like a good last week on Earth to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Getting did like a dog?
You're not wrong, actually.
There are worse ways to go.
That's
there
true.
Are worse ways.
Very true. If you found out the Earth was going to end in 1 week, what would you do?
Get did like a dog.
Yeah. Awesome. Well,
sounds
like
maybe a blood-curdling stream here or there. Who knows?
Sounds like it might be ending right now. Oh, shit.
Last week in the world, I think I might have to figure out how to turn into a werewolf or something.
That's what's up. Might as well. Maybe it'll save you. Maybe you can just go into the werewolf dimension and avoid it all.
All dogs go to heaven. I feel like that works even if you get killed by a silver bullet.
You say all dogs go to heaven?
Hell yeah.
Shout out. Got a tearjerker up. Man, we're trying to have a good time with it.
Damn, we're all going to reflect upon that now.
Just talk about Oliver and Company. Or something.
Oh, bro. That's what's up. Wait, don't have to worry.
Yeah.
That song why fucking rules.
Fox in the Hell.
Absolutely.
Oh, why are all Disney dog movies just kind of Old Yeller?
Yeah, they trying to fuck us up with that
Homeward
shit.
Homeward Bound?
I mean,
Disney
yeah,
really like, has an anti-dog agenda.
Like Shadow climbing in the mud? Like, that shit was just fucked up, man. Eh, well, thank you, Will, for being on the local
scene.
Thank
you for being here for another year. Festerino 5.
Thank you for having me.
Festerino's the shit, by the way.
Yeah, Festerino 5, absolutely fucking ripped.
Ripped.
Where's the best place for our listeners to find Death Pact?
Bandcamp. We'll have a new record out in a month or two, so it'll be on there, maybe on Spotify.
Please on Spotify?
It may be on Spotify.
The plebs like me need it on Spotify.
They need it. They need it. The people have spoken. We will find a way, our way onto Spotify.
Distro kid.
For your ears.
But if you're getting on Bandcamp, give them $1 million, because you can pay what you want.
You can pay what you want. Pay my rent.
Pay the goddamn rent.
Hell yeah. Thank you again for being on the local Oopsie.
You know what's cool about that? It's just being in the middle of the drummer from Death Pact and the drummer from Casual Relapse. The fucking two of the most badass drummers that I know. Listening back to all these interviews and just reminiscing in the great day that Festerino 5 was just such a great experience, and I'm just so grateful that I was able to talk to so many awesome fucking bands and human beings and take all those really sick fucking pictures from that day. And of course, a huge ass shout out to Growl and Division for hosting Festerino. I really, really have my fingers crossed that Festerino 6 goes down 2024. Hell yes. I mean, it's only February, though. We got some time. Let that simmer. I'm putting it out in the fucking ether right now. Universe, hear me out. Don't send an explosion from the sun to destroy Earth just yet. We're gonna need Festerino 6. And if you do it on the final second of the last band playing on Festerino 6, I think it would be a hell of a fucking way to go out. You may be wondering what I would do if the scientists announced that the sun would explode. Of course, I would make a farewell episode of the local obscene, but I would just be right here with my cat. No drugs, none of that shit. I want to be sober as fuck as I look my big fluffy cat in the eyes in that last second and just tell him that I love him with all of my heart. Okay, how about we do a quick recap of every band and person we talked to? Let's do that shit. Drum roll, please. Hofucker, Battery Doll, Anti-Rad, Shit the Bed, Negative Influence, Better Now, Panther Revival, Molly Ringworm, Casual Relapse, Toke Mage, Stein Design, Death Pact, and of course, the man behind it all, Will Colley! I apologize to the bands that I missed. My old fucking tired ass had to get out of there. My rickety bones. But I'm working on getting in better shape. Maybe for Festerino 6 I can do the full fucking 13-hour shift. But seriously, go and follow everyone on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of their music. Buy their fucking art. Get the Toke Mage merch. Hit up Casey for some sick-ass fucking photography. And, you know, give us a fucking follow on our Instagram at localobscene. Goom approves. Thank you so much for tuning into this monstrous fucking episode. I'm all caught up. Everything that you're gonna hear going forward is shit that I've recorded this year, 2024. Let's finish out season 6 absolutely fucking strong as shit. I'm your host, Chief Swiftwater, signing off.